Love this podcast? Support this show through the supporter feature from Acast. It's up to you how much you give and there's no regular commitment. Just hit the link in the show description to support now.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
Believe it, not after all this time, packing up and leaving Grange Farm just because Baron Oliver Fedup has selfishly decided to sell it rather than go bankrupt. Where's the loyalty? Oh, just because we can't pay him rent anymore because we blew all our money on a limo full of end-night sex toys and the world's noisiest fireworks. Where's the justice? Oh, look at this. Our Edward's baby grow. Me a certificate for most sanctimonious pupil. Joe's... Yes, well, they can go on the fire. Oh, and look, our Williams Fisher Price, I'm a little fascist kit. Oh, these memories. Oh, I'll put my feet up for 10 minutes with a cup of tea, I think, before our Eddie gets back. I feel a song coming on. And I'd better get it out of the way before he tries to join in. There's nothing left for me of days that used to be. They're just a memory among my souvenirs. Some long johns wore right through a turkey neck or two. I'll use from you among my souvenirs. A few more ferrets rest within my treasure chest, and though they do their best to give me consolation, I keep them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs. I keep them all apart, and as the teardrops start, I find a broken heart among my souvenirs.
Hello, hello, it is me, Fabrizio Feldbrisham, looking like I have just stepped out of the salon, because I have. Today, I am the good fairy, which is very much like normal me, but with slightly more glitter. Oh, Mother Turkey, what is wrong? You look sad. You have tired eyes and wrinkly skin and a flabby neck and...
Oh, blimey! I thought you was here to cheer me up.
I am, but I cannot put aside the naturally helpful beautician side of my nature, pointing out all your flaw and making you feel inadequate, but in a caring way. Anyway, why are you surrounded by all these books? It looked like Amazon in here.
Baron Fedup has decided to sell Grange Farm after all. Turns out a burger bar in the mildewed pulley tunnel wasn't the money spinner Ardil expected. So Baron Fedup's gotta find another half a mil. So it's bye-bye, Mother Turkey. I don't know where we're gonna go. Little Grange is full of Texels now, and they won't let anyone else in. They're ever so territorial.
Oh, Mother Turkey, love is the most important thing in the world, and you are surrounded by love.
Which idiot told you that? Knowing where your rent's coming from is the most important thing. That and keeping on the right side of Ellen Archer, in case she comes over stabby again.
I know what will cheer you up.
Ah, good, is it a song? Because I'd really rather have money, to be honest.
Nonsense! You will feel much better after this, especially if you do the moves with me. Whatever happened to Brian Cox?
On the tills at the garden centre on the bypass.
You can use Tom Ford. You can wear Jimmy Choo's, learn to talk like me, and be an icon too. But maybe you ain't never gonna feel this way. You ain't never gonna know me, but I know you. I tell you now, can only get better, can only get better, if we see it through. And that mean me and Mother Turkey too. Things can only get better, they can only get, take it off from here. You know I know things can only get better. You have suffered prejudice and greed, and I'll show you how. You must learn to deal with the turkeys. Just look at them now in a different light than you did before. And I found their claws, and I think that they could be your cure. Use Tom Ford, wear Jimmy Choo Hoos, talk like that, I'll be a fairy. And things can only get better, can only get better, now I found you.
Well, thanks, Fabrice. Not entirely sure how things are going to get better, but then... neither was Tony Blair, was he? Who's this now?
Oh, I must pop off.
Hiya, Mother Turkey.
Hello, Mayor Love. Pull up a box. Sum it up.
Yes, I'm really worried. Something very weird's going on with my insides.
I thought Emma had been through all that with you. Tampax and Kit Kats, she said.
No, I'm laying eggs. Golden ones.
You've not been taking anything Freddy's given you, have you?
No, no, honest. They're golden eggs, like Thornton's Easter ones. Look, I brought you one.
Blimey, me or love, that's proper gold. That must be worth a fortune.
Hiya, Mother Turkey. Oh, hello, Mia. What's that? Is it Easter? Thornton's, lovely.
No, Emma, it's a golden egg. Mia keeps laying them.
You're kidding. How many of them have you got? About 6 so far. But I'm feeling a bit broody again now, so I might have to nip behind the portaloo in a bit. Solid gold, are they? Not nickel-plated. Mia, you're worth a fortune. You need an agent. Thankfully, I've been practising all my life for this. Now, how do we want to play it? I reckon we steer clear of reality, but head straight down the mainstream magazine show route. This Morning, Loose Women, Lorraine, that sort of thing. I'm in for 10% agent fee. I don't care about the money. Clary, you take the eggs and sell them. Then you can buy the farm off Baron Fedder. The farm? You could buy Gay Grables with half a dozen of these, I reckon.
Oh, I'll settle for the farm. And maybe a bit extra for some luxuries. Dishwasher, you know, running water. Come on, Mayor love. You're looking a bit peaky. Let's get you settled in a nice nest behind the portaloo.
Look after her, Mother Turkey. She's my route out of here. At last, fame and fortune like I've always dreamed. No more tea room, no more mobile home. Maybe this time I'll do it. Everybody loves an archer, so nobody loves me. Lady Aldridge, Lady Snell, that's who I wanna be. Well, all the eggs are, they're in my favour. Lion's bound to begin. It's gotta happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time I'll win. Everybody loves an archer, so nobody loves me. Lady Aldridge, Lady Snell, that's who I long to be. All the eggs are, they're in my favour. Lion's bound to begin. It's gonna happen, happen sometime. Maybe this time.
Here. Yes, I'd like to order an emperor, please. The biggest you have. Bottles of champagne, whiskey, lobster, and one of thy turkeys. It's got to go to Tracy Orobin, Ambridge. If it won't all fit, just get another emperor and squash it all in. Lovely. Happy Christmas. Here, you two. Bye. Now, what else was I going to do? Where's my list? Buy Chicken Factory and give everyone an 80% pay rise and an electric blanket. Pay off Fallon's mortgage.
What are you doing, my mate? Spying?
Oh, hello, Mr. Means. No, just feeling happy that Mother Turkey is now able to help everyone she love.
Won't last, you know. No one's ever happy with what they've got. They always want more. Something different. Something new.
Not someone like Mother Turkey. She wanted money for Grange Farm. She have it, and now she help others.
You're naive, my mate. That's what you are. The best things in life are free. But you can give them to Rex and Krusty. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Lizzie's love is such a thrill. But her love won't pay my bills. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want. Money don't get everything, it's true. But what it don't get, I can't choose. I want money. That's what I want. That's what I want. That's what I want.
Mr. Mince, you have made me worried. I am going to go and see Mother Turkey so I can feel sure that she is not going to be corrupt by all her money. I must go and wash now. Mother Turkey, what are you doing?
Trying to say where my cheekbones are gone. They're in here somewhere.
Well, don't yank yourself about like that. You will stretch the skin.
Chance will be a fine thing. All this chitch is gone. I'm like a pair of shoeless jodhpurs.
I hear you, sister. It is constant effort not to fall apart. It is exhaust.
Keep young and beautiful. It's your duty to be beautiful. Keep young, beautiful, if you want to be loved. Don't fail to do your stuff with a little powder and a puff. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
If you're wise, exercise all the fat off. Take it off, off of here, off of there. When you're seen anywhere with your hat off, wear a Marcel wave in your hair, hats of none.
Take care of all those charms, and you'll always be in someone's arms. Keep young and beautiful if you want to be loved.
Oh, you have just reminded me. I left Sabrina Thwaite under Eat Lamp having her buttock fat melted so I can put it back in her lips. I think that's where it came from originally, actually. Or maybe from Lillian's. Oh, it gets very complicated.
Hello, Mother Turkey. Lovely singing. Couldn't help overhearing. I'd say you're in good nick for a woman of your age.
Well, that's nice of you. But I want to be in good nick for a woman 20 years younger. But none of us can turn back time, can we?
Oh, you're not going to sing, are you?
Yeah, you say Cher. You'd never guess she was Peggy Woolley's age. What I wouldn't give to look like that.
Like Peggy Woolley?
No, Cher. Not like a tortoise with dentures.
What if I was to tell you that I could turn back time for you? I've got the elixir of youth.
Is that one of them aftershaves from the petrol station? Emma got one of those. Thierry Mugler Angle. Smelt like a polecat.
No, no, the real thing. Terry Two Phones got it off the internet. It works. Have you seen him lately? He had to stop taking it. Henry kept asking him on play dates.
How much is it? Money's no object.
Oh, well, I wouldn't want money for it. I want something else you have.
Oh, I'm not sure Eddie would agree to that. He's a seething hot pot of jealousy, you know.
No, no, I want Mia. She can come and live with me and Lizzie at Lower Loxley, and we'd look after her and her eggs.
I couldn't. Not Mia. She's family and very young. No, I don't think so.
You sure? I've got the elixir here. Look, just one sip and you'd have skin like a trampoline.
Well, do you promise you'd look after Mia?
Oh, yes. You can trust me. I'm a butcher.
Go on, then. Hello, darling. Oh, morning, Lillian. Don't you get tired of carting those coconuts around with you?
Good exercise, darling. Not that you need it, though. You look marvellous.
I do, don't I? I'm not sure anyone would realise you and I were the same age, would they? That probably mark you down as being my older, less stylish sister.
Steady on, darling. I hate to say this, darling, but I think you're getting slightly too full of yourself.
Nonsense. If you're going to be so touchy, I'll be off. I want to kick Sabrina Thwaite and see if she can muster up a facial expression. Bye! Keep going with them coconuts. Hello, Fairy Febreze. You're looking tired. I'm not, am I?
No, you are still looking like Amanda Olden. But I am very disappointed in you, Mother Turkey. It has been a nightmare for Emma ever since Mia gone to Lower Loxley. She had to cancel all her media appearances, and the one show were very cross, especially that Welsh one.
That's an Emma problem, not a May problem. And I don't know why I should be bothered about that, as I've hardly seen her, Emma. I've hardly seen anyone. I put it down to the caste restrictions at first, but now I'm not so sure. Even Susan's given me the cold shoulder ever since I told her that if she stopped talking so much, she wouldn't get those dog's bum lines round her mouth.
I think they all miss you, Mother Turkey. The real you.
The old-looking one.
The kind, funny one. Come on, looking like a cheerleader is all very well, but your family wants you back for Christmas. The Mother Turkey that they know and love.
Well, maybe. I thought it'd make me happy, but even Eddie's not that keen. He's been showing a worrying interest in anti-cardboard, actually. Ah, no, you're right. I miss everyone. Family's more important.
Good. Let's go and get Mia from Lower Loxley. And if you like, I could hold the elixir for you, just in case it is a bit heavy.
Get lost.
Mother Turkey, you look...
like Amanda Olden, I know, but it'll wear off. I've made a mistake, Mia love. Can you come back to Grange Farm? We miss you.
Oh, come back to Grange Farm? Right. Thing is, I've got my own bathroom here and Dalesford Organic Shower Gel. It's a bit different from rinsing Baron Fedup's whiskers out of the sink every morning.
Who is it, Mia love? Blimey, it's Amanda Olden.
Thank you.
Not you, Liberace. What do you want?
We are liberating Mia. She is coming back to Grange Farm.
Is she, hell? What about the eggs?
Actually, I think that stopped. To be honest, the last couple of ones have been Thornton's. I didn't want to disappoint anyone.
Oh, for God's sake. I got a Discovery Channel subscription for you, Mia Grundy.
Oh, don't be so grumpy, Vincey. Mother Turkey, would you mind if I had that elixir? Now, Vincey. Would it make you happier if I had a quick chug on this and then got into that Britney Spears outfit you like so much?
Well, maybe. Yes, I can see that working, actually.
And we can sing you a nice little Christmas song to cheer you up, too.
Well, I'd rather you got straight into the outfit. Oh, bloody hell. Okay.
Vincey baby, just slip a sable under the tree for me. Been an awful good girl, Vincey baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Mr. Mincey, a 54 convertible too, woohoo! I'll wait up for you, dear Mr. Mincey, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Think of all the fun I've missed. Think of all the fellas that I haven't kissed. Not many. Next year I could be as good if you check off my Christmas list.
Vincey baby, I want a yacht and that's really not a lot. Been an angel all year, Mr. Mincey, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Santa baby, forgot to mention one little thing, a ring. I don't mean on the phone, Santa baby, so hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hurry down the chimney tonight.
Hurry tonight.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.